Okay, let's go.
All right, welcome back to the fucking stupid ass playback podcast. I'm your host, Noah. How's everybody doing? I don't give a fuck. Go ahead, Hyder. Say whatever.
Welcome back, guys. I missed you.
I have been informed that I'm too positive on the podcast, so I don't like any of you. I really don't appreciate you guys. But if you guys want to, follow us everywhere. Got Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That would actually help a lot. I'm really sorry about everything I just said. But yeah, I got informed that I am just too positive on the fucking podcast now. So we're gonna stop doing that, apparently. Is that a bad thing?
No, I mean, it's not bad or good. It's just the way you approach talking about movies.
That's crazy, bro. Cause like, I want to make movies.
Yeah.
And, like, if they ever like dig, if I ever make a movie and they dig up in the archives, like, hey, didn't you say that you fucking hated like Haley Steinfeld's guts? I'll never be able to work with Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah. And I want to.
You know what? Fuck it. We're not making movies anytime soon.
Haley Steinfeld, he doesn't hate your guts.
I don't. Oh, I want to say something so bad. Okay, so.
Oh my God.
So, Okay, hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, you're good. That was fine.
So, are you today.
Huh? You're going to hold it?
Yeah, I'm going to hold it.
All right.
Fuck. Today is, first of all, how you doing? How's it going?
I'm great. I got a tattoo today.
I heard. I seen.
Nice. I like it.
Do you not know what it is? Is that why it's just a bunch of question marks?
No, it's from an anime. You know, it's pretty usual with my tattoos.
You know, this is really good. Strawberry watermelon
prime.
That's really good.
The actual drink sucks to me, but is that the energy drink?
Yeah,
it says energy drink at the bottom.
Yeah,
stupid. How is that?
It's good. I like it. But if I'm not being positive right now, I would say it actually really fucking sucks. So yeah, it's my second one today. But we're not here to talk about energy drinks. We're here to talk about movies. And recently we watched Fast and Furious. Fast X, Fast 10, your seatbelts. So we talked about it on, what was that, Saturday's? Mm-hmm. Saturday's episode. So today, we're going to be talking about spoilers. Hyder, I know that you have a lot to say about this movie, and, you know, go ahead. Why don't you just start this off?
All right. Are we hopping straight into the spoilers?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to...
We did the non-spoiler on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, okay, so, like I said... I don't know if I said it before, but after the ninth movie, I wasn't really expecting much from this movie. So I think that's what gives it like a little bit of a boost for me, is I assumed it would be dog shit.
True.
So, and it was dog shit. So I was like, eh, all right, I expected this. Legit, I told you already yesterday, but I felt as if the opening like flashback scene was a little too long. And like, the reason that it bothered me so much is because how much times they cut from scene to scene to scene. Okay. And then, like, there's scenes, and they continuously went back to it to introduce another, like, little twist in it.
And I wouldn't say that, though. They did it once.
Well, to me, the switch. Not, like, the going back to the specific scene, but switching back to, like, between Jason Momoa and then the actual flashback.
Yeah. I think that whole scene just kind of went by too fast. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I thought it was like 2 minutes, and then we get the title card, and I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? You know, because like it's intercut fine, but I feel like the pacing is off. And that's what really set me up for the first 25 minutes being really off, because everything just moved quick. And it was like they're trying to fast forward through character development, and you never want to do that in a movie. But then again, it's a Fast and Furious movie, and these movies are all about family. So, you know, but you don't like you like that one? You don't like the way that they were switching back and forth?
No, that they did that the entire movie with like just cuts that just seemed so off to me. I'll point out like specific cuts that I didn't like. This is, again, we're talking about spoilers already, so if you haven't watched the movie and you want to watch it, stop listening. But
brother, this whole podcast is gonna be spoilers, so.
Yeah, so like if you don't want to like, I'm just saying, you know,
you don't have to do a fucking warning. Like, when it's gonna
it.
Be
in I like
the,
doing it
y- me right. too But you don't have to put it's in the title.
Okay. When the dam blows up and it like switches from like them outside of the car driving down into the car and it's a fucking slow motion, the explosion happening.
Oh, we'll start from the beginning and then we'll talk about that later.
I'll talk about specific cuts I didn't like.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Just that, like stuff like that I didn't like at all. And then so I think from the crawl it goes to I always forget his name. It's Little B, right? So they call him
Little B, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, Little B and Dom just drifting in the fucking Challenger that he's wrecked.
Yeah,
a thousand times.
That was hilarious, by the way. When the movie just opens up and you think it's Dom, and then it's just a fucking little ass 10-year-old in the car. I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
In a theater with like fucking six other people in it. It was funny.
This is the same car that Dom, if he hits the gas a little too hard, the fucking front tires come up.
Yeah.
I got to think about it that way. And this kid is doing shit that I couldn't even imagine doing in the car.
No. It's just so funny because that kid looks nothing like Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
He looks nothing like Vin Diesel. And then his mom's Elena, right?
Yeah.
So they look nothing alike.
So who the fuck is this kid, bro?
Yeah.
And did you hear the theory about like they're setting up a Young Avengers kind of team?
Where they all have kids and stuff?
Everybody has kids. So it's him. It's Brian's kids, you know, Paul Walker's kids, and then it's who else has fucking kids, bro?
I mean, they can easily set up like everybody else.
Hobbs has a daughter.
He does.
Yeah, and then I think someone else has a fucking kid. I can't remember, but it's a huge family.
Oh my god! I wanna, because you said that, I wanna come back to that later with like, okay, the very end scene.
Oh yeah. Okay. Go ahead though.
All right, so from there, you know, me and Noah talking about this in the non-spoiler review, but now we can go a little deeper into this. He steps out of the car, and like Little B is like pissed because he fucked something up, which again, I couldn't tell what he fucked up.
Oh my god, I hated this part.
Yeah, because he to me, it looks like he's just drifting the fucking car in circles, yeah, doing donuts and like burnouts and shit. So I'm like, what did you miss? Because you did not point out what you missed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like sitting there distraught and like, oh, I fucked up. I didn't say I fucked up, you know, but like. And then Vin Diesel's creepy ass smile.
Yeah, dude. Vin Diesel just comes in with like this motivational speech. And like the dialogue and the writing in this is fucking terrible. I think it's about like Vin Diesel comes up and he's like, "Don't be scared, son." And then he's like, "Well, you're not scared of anything. You're fearless." And I'm like, okay, here we go. And then the fucking shot just lingers on fucking Dom's face of him like smiling with like tears in his eyes. It's so weird and it's so creepy. It makes it feel like Vin Diesel wrote the movie for him, but mm-hmm. He didn't write the fucking movie. He probably had like a hand in what he wanted, but
I mean, I'm imagining he has like the same clause that like he has the same clause that like fucking Jason Statham and The Rock have.
Yeah. And I don't know, it's something about that. They're trying to make it like this emotional, super like deep, poetic. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's not that. And then that carries over into the family barbecue because they have a family barbecue right after. And usually we get the family barbecue at the end.
But yeah.
They started off with a family barbecue. And it's Rita Moreno. If you don't know who that is, she's from like the original West Side Story back in like the 50s or something. And she's playing Vin Diesel's grandma, right? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's grandma. But
Little B's great-grandma.
Yeah, but Vin Diesel is only like 15 years younger than Rita Moreno, which is that, what? Anyway, and then Rita Moreno's spewing off about some fucking like, family, look around you. It's very important to you, and you need to protect it at all costs. And it's like, yo, we understand where you guys are trying to go, but like, don't try to make this like a deep ass fucking movie, because it's not that. It's
yes.
Fucking, it's Fast and Furious. I will admit, I commend them for trying, because that's something that they really haven't done in a lot of the other movies. I commend them for trying.
The first like half of the, the first act was just so ass to me.
It was really bad. I actually really hated it.
To acting.
Yeah.
Specifically, like, we already talked about it, but Ludacris's acting in that the beginning and mm-hmm. the entire movie. But, like, the beginning is where it pointed out the most to me.
Yeah. I didn't
cheesy
like what they
ass
did
jokes.
With all four of them, with that crew. that they had.
What's it called? Ramsey isn't that bad to me. Ramsey wasn't the issue with everything.
No, but just in general, like I, you know, Han wasn't the worst at acting in there, but like their characters didn't have anything to do.
Why do they never let Han talk?
Because he's Asian, and that's not what Hollywood does.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just weird because Han, you'd think he's been there longer than Tej.
Literally.
He's been there longer than fucking... Yeah, he is. Mm-mm. In their crew, yeah, because Tej isn't a part of their crew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tej isn't a part of the crew until Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, in the timeline, yeah, Tej has been there longer, but in the actual, like, movies...
I know my Fast and Furious lore, bro.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's there before him, you know?
Okay, so after that, we go into, like, this... Again, they're still trying to do this whole... No action has happened yet, really, other than, like, the flashbacks to Fast Five.
Mm-hmm.
We spend, like, the next 15 minutes having, like, character-building moments. Han and Dom are working on their car, you know, little jokes and stuff, whatever, and they're talking about, like, it's been a long time since we were working on the car before, or something like that. They're just reminiscing. And then we go into this... super emotional Dominic Toretto Vin Diesel sex scene with Letty.
Oh wait, you missed something,
huh?
So I won't, after Han and Dom start talking, he goes, oh, I need to send you, because Roman is planning a heist or a saving thing for the agency in Rome.
Yeah.
And he goes, I need you to go because I trust you to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
But he's not the leader in the fucking mission.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, not, it's not good.
Yeah.
Like, what they did with those four characters just were not good.
And then right after that, like, he has this emotional connection with Han, gets cut off by, like, Roman making a joke.
Yeah, but it's not a good joke.
Yeah.
It's just Tyrese is really bad in this movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, Tyrese is not that good in any of them, really.
I think it's just the dialogue.
Yeah, it is, definitely. This is, like, besides maybe Ludacris and, like, Pete Davidson, spoiler, the dialogue is ass. Those two are just not that good in this movie.
No, yeah.
It goes from one emotional scene to a joke to one emotional scene to a joke. After the Roman joke, he stares at the pictures of Brian. Yeah. And then instrumental Charlie Puth starts playing.
Yeah, I heard that too. Not going to lie, they're teasing a lot with his return. And I, because we talked about it a couple episodes back, and I don't know how I feel about that now. Because I was like, before I was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense because he's a huge pivotal character. But you have such a huge family already without Paul Walker now. Maybe just let him go. And these movies fucking suck now. So I don't want to see him come back to really bad movies.
Well, like, in what capacity would they bring him back? Because I said it, like, Brie Larson has a much larger role than I thought she would have.
Yeah.
So, like, in this movie, I didn't think her role would be that big. It was bigger than I thought it would be, and it wasn't even that big.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're comparing.
No, that's the thing. It's like somebody who's a way bigger character in their movies would have to do way more. So, how much do they want the stand-in to do?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, if they brought him back, he would have to play, like, a major role in the movie, and I don't think the stand-in would be a good idea for that.
Yeah. I mean, look at... Okay. So, here's the thing. Let's take it like chronologically, but basically, after the Roman stuff,
mm-hmm.
Okay, then we go to the fucking sex scene.
Yeah, really awkward sex scene.
After and then to this kid. They're looking at a picture on the wall with Dom and Letty's fucking wedding. Yeah, Dom's wearing a wife beater.
White wife beater.
All white wife beater.
All white fit.
Very cool. You know, I think I'm gonna steal that one day. I'm pretty sure he was wearing flip-flops also, and
he's wearing cargo pants.
Yep. I look, okay, this whole fucking movie is really dumb, but I feel like, for me at least, those two have no chemistry.
So it's funny that you say that, because I don't know if it's the fourth or the fifth one, but their chemistry in that movie was really good.
It's probably the fourth one.
And then the first one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Their chemistry was more natural to me, where it was like Letty was very, like, jealous and, like, protective.
Also, you know, Dom goes on Letty's, like, stomach and then puts his ear to her stomach, signifying that she's probably gonna get pregnant. So we're gonna have a little Dom running around, and I also don't know how to feel about that, because again, they'd have to do a really big time jump or something, if they're gonna do this Young Avengers storyline mm-hmm. with Fast and Furious. None of it makes sense, and I feel like everybody should just stop having kids and like family members pop back up and people coming back alive, because we'll talk about it later, but everybody comes back alive. And the family to me is just getting really big and overstuffed.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. I feel like that's just a storyline that they didn't have to go down. Mm-hmm. I don't have any, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's very weird.
So cut to post awkward sex scene. Charlize Theron appears at the fucking doorsteps with a DeLorean. Very fucking nice DeLorean.
I love the DeLorean.
Which, you know, according to Noah, signifies.
Yeah, they're going back in time.
Going back in time.
They're going back in time.
I'd be amazed. I wouldn't doubt it, but I'd be amazed.
No, I'm fucking, dude.
I wouldn't doubt it, because I want to point out that like the one of the most realistic things in the movie, after we point out unrealistic shit that happened in the movie.
Mm.
But, yeah, so she appears and she starts telling Dom just a really ominous story with like zero context. Just get to the fucking point that there's a guy who attacked me to get my weapons that wants to kill you. Again, the only thing they did right in the movie was Jason Momoa's character.
Yeah, because this is like our first real introduction to Jason Momoa's character.
A great introduction for a new villain is to knock off an older villain.
Yeah.
And he fucks, like, he doesn't even touch her. But like
he fucks her.
Bro, he takes all her weapons and then turns her own soldiers against her.
Yeah. And I love when he kills the one dude, because he's like, oh well, that guy doesn't have any family.
That guy has no family. I have no leverage on him.
Yeah, and kills he just him. Kills him. Yeah.
Yes. Pulls out two knives.
Uh huh.
Like a fucking Assassin's Creed.
Dude.
Here's where I the things that I actually enjoyed about the movie. One of the things is physical performances. Charlize Theron goes like on a fight like 8-on-1 because their guns are turned off, because you know she has that fucking touch ID gun thing.
That's the thing. I love the fact that like how no matter how over the top a lot of the stuff that they do in these movies, it takes a really good performance for me to actually believe that they could pull it off. So the only people that do that in this franchise is Charlize Theron and Jason Momoa now. That's it.
Jason Statham is pretty good at it, but
he doesn't do anything over the top.
Yeah, doesn't do anything over the top.
So, Charlize Theron, she's fucking, you know, super, like, the slick haircut, and she's, like, super evil and shit. And I'm, like, thinking if that was anybody else other than her, I don't think it would be able to be pulled off.
But, so she proceeds to beat the fuck out of them, but, you know, in the process gets stabbed. Long story short, the agency comes and picks her up. We time jump. Remember that she got stabbed most likely a few, like an hour at the very least, before she gets to Dom's house. And the next time you see like the cut, it's daybreak. It's like fucking 6 a.m.
And she didn't drove, bro.
And they were like, yeah, most people die after 4 liters, and she lost 6.
Mm.
No human is surviving this.
I remember that part. I remember hearing that, and I was like, well, then
how the fuck did she survive? Because, like,
Scott Eastwood's back.
Scott Eastwood is in it. Which, again, didn't mind him that much. He was just a whatever character to me. I do mind this dynamic very much, though. Mr. Nobody. Little Nobody. Mrs. Nobody's daughter.
Because
I think from there, they start to realize that they ask him where Rome is. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Also, the fucking shitty, oh, yeah, Rome's in Rome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was shit.
They find out that the mission that Roman was, you know, going on and leading Tej and Ramsey and Han on, it's a setup. And they didn't send them on that mission. The agency didn't send them on that mission. It was actually Dante, Jason Momoa, yes. Showing us that this new villain is smart and thinks ahead. And that leads Dom and Letty to leave their child and go to Rome, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they go to Rome.
I do want to point out one thing. This is the same day as the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck did the grandma go? Because she's just gone after that scene where they hug.
She's dead, bro.
So again, they had left at least a day earlier. It has at least been one day because they had the breakfast dinner thing because it was the middle of the fucking day. And the four characters went to Rome. How the hell did they pull up at the same time?
I don't know.
So, you know,
it's weird because Dom and Letty, they're like, we have to go to Rome. And then suddenly they're in Rome.
Yeah.
And it's like no time has passed for Tej, Roman and fucking Han and them. But suddenly now Dom and Letty are just finally there.
Yes. And what bothers me the most about that is when Dom and Letty pop up, there's no communication because it's getting jammed by Dante.
Yeah.
They don't even question why Dom and Letty are there.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are here. Cool.
Yeah.
So inside the armored truck that they're going to rob for the agency, quote unquote agency, it was Dante, there is a like fucking 3-ton nuclear weapon.
Yeah. The bomb.
Yes.
The big bomb.
The big bomb. I don't know what the fuck they called it. They had like an actual name for it. And Tej, you know, super genius, who isn't. Was never actually a super genius. That's the part that always bothered me.
Yeah.
If you go back to Too Fast, Too Furious, he was just a guy who like ran races for them.
Yeah.
I hated that progression to like him being a, like the a super technological, like advanced guy. Always hated that progression, especially if you're saying he's on the same level as Ramsey,
mm-hmm.
who created a weapon.
Yeah.
It's just like not fair to that person, in my opinion. Having two of the same role makes no sense, right?
No.
Especially when they're in a relationship. No. Again, another thing that just proves that they don't know how to continue a story.
Yeah, man. And this kind of leads into I'd say the big first action set piece.
Mm-hmm.
However, I said this to Hyder. I texted him with no context. I was like, I'm just watching this man play Rocket League right now. And he goes, what? And I say, I'm watching him play Rocket League. And it's literally Dom Toretto. This bomb is a huge ball, right? And Dante unleashes it throughout the cities of Rome and like going to the Vatican. They're gonna blow up the Vatican is the big thing. And Dom, being a superhero, is using his car to save people on the streets of Rome. So he sees but he sees like the bomb is going a certain way and it's going to hit something, so he crashes into a car that makes that other car crash into something else that knocks down like a banister that'll keep the people below safe. And it's like, how do you fucking know this shit? First of all, what is your car made of, and how do you know that this bomb is not going to explode by impact?
Yes. One thing I want to point out is the thing that he dropped is like, if you've ever been to an outdoor restaurant, it's that shit that keeps the rain away from you.
Like the little awning.
Yes. I watched this bomb bust through like fucking 18 cement walls.
And then goes over the awning.
And goes over the awning and just no rolls fucking, over it.
No damage. No damage at all.
And then like it trucks through it. It splits a bus in half. I shit you not. And Dom's just tapping it with the car.
Yeah.
And that's when it clicked in my head, like, bro, very late. That's what you meant by Rocket League.
Yeah. Also, I really hate the fact that they try to make him look like a superhero. And then just with the bad guys and stuff. Like, he cares about saving people. But then with the bad guys and stuff, he doesn't give a fuck if he crashes into them and, like, literally uses them as, like, bowling balls and shit. Yeah. Knocking each other down. Because later in the movie, I mean, basically in all Fast and Furious movies, they are trying to evade the police.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about what happens to the police, because the police, they fucking, they crash straight into light posts, and like literally everybody would be dead if they got in that car crash.
Not Fast and Furious.
Not in Fast and Furious, yeah. But also, you have huge megaton balls.
It's like fucking Indiana megaton Jones.
Bombs. There you go. I was supposed to say. Going over awnings and not making any damage to that. All right. So
long story short, after a very, very long pursuit, how long was that scene, you think? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes, by the way.
Just the ball rolling. Yes.
Yeah. And then there's one part, though. He jumps off a ramp, knocks the crane.
Yeah, that's
hits the crane.
That's the part I was getting to.
Yeah.
He, by the way, within like, wow, I don't know if you've ever been in a car. He's going like at least 80, the very least 80 miles an hour.
It's got to be.
Yes. Manages to ask Ramsey, hey, how deep is this river?
And she gets an answer
for him. And she gets an answer to him like, oh, off, right off the rip. She is not a geographer. Like, she's not a geologist, bro. She's just a fucking tech, like, wizard.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, yeah, the Tigris?
Yeah.
60 feet. This shit sunk 5 feet into the water.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to blow up half of the fucking Vatican.
Yeah. And then this this labels Dom and his crew as terrorists.
Which was Dante's plan the entire time. If they save the Vatican, good. But regardless, they were going to be labeled terrorists.
Yep.
So
they get a bounty put on them.
Letty gets arrested.
Letty gets arrested. Gets brought in with Charlize Theron later.
Yes. We'll talk about that scene. So cut to the agency. And is it Alan Richardson?
Alan Richardson.
Alan Richardson is apparently, which they no explanation behind it until like Brie Larson literally asked, is now the leader of the agency.
Yeah.
Again, they simply said that, remember, Little Nobody is the new leader of the agency.
Mm-hmm.
Out of commission.
They didn't say
if he got hurt, if he died. He just said, no, he's out of commission.
Yeah.
So Mr. Nobody's daughter, who is played by Brie Larson, pulls up and sneaks her way into like the meeting room where Alan Richardson's like, I want to put a full green light on the Toretto clan. I hated that fucking phrase.
Yeah. This is a good, you know, kind of sign mm-hmm. when Brie Larson gets introduced in the movie, because she gets introduced in the movie, and she's not really playing a character. She's not really. She's Brie Larson. We said this in the non-spoiler. She's just playing Brie Larson, and at that by itself, it's likable enough. And I was rooting for her the entire time. You don't really get that in Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah. So Al Richardson's essentially just trying to put a bounty on them. They lose all their connections to the agency. Essentially, they are now criminals again.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the run. They have to find their way to get, like, money. Cut to, I believe it's Tej, Rome, and Han and Ramsey
mm-hmm.
in the UK?
Yeah.
Yes. They have now been hacked, lost all their money, but just by pure luck, the entire movie, apparently, Rome has been walking around with thousands of dollars strapped to his chest.
Which is really stupid.
Which is really stupid. And then he proceeded with this long-running fucking shit joke with him and Ludacris, where they talk about, give me a receipt, give me a receipt, give me a receipt.
I actually like that joke a little bit.
I hated that fucking joke.
I like that joke. Because, like, that's such, like, a, that's such a, I don't know, that's just funny, man. But that whole scene with Pete Davidson in the, you know, as the cameo, it was stupid. It was really dumb. I feel like the whole crew, that whole, like, four-man crew was just going around to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to skip ahead because I kind of just want to talk about stuff that we enjoyed and didn't enjoy now, not really go chronologically. But later in the movie, I feel like their only purpose in the movie was just to get to Jason Statham's character.
Yeah.
And then they get in one fight and Jason Statham has to go save his mom.
Yeah.
And that is the entirety of their importance. And it's so fucking dumb. And you guys couldn't, like, find a better use for them, for these four characters. And the trailers were misleading. They made it seem like Han and Jason Statham. And I believe that was a post-credit scene for F9, too. That scene where Han knocks on the door and he, you know, confronts Shaw. That was a post-credit scene. And, you know, it just sucks because in the next movie, maybe we'll see what happens with that. But what the fuck was the post-credit scene leading to?
Yeah,
because like you guys didn't explain anything in this movie. I really hated what they did with those characters, but then again, they didn't get anything interesting to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just glad that we didn't get more of them, because I would have been really pissed. This movie is already super, super, super condensed as it is, and overstuffed. And I think that the Vin Diesel stuff was probably the more, like, Vin Diesel versus Jason Momoa stuff, that was way more interesting. I feel like I could have watched the whole movie just on that.
Yes. If we're going to talk about things that we actually enjoyed now, let's get forward to, so Brie Larson eventually finds Vin Diesel after, like, essentially, she wants to be on his side. She steals God's eye, which is the weapon that Ramsey created to find anybody anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. Finds Vin Diesel. He's in, where is he again? Italy? Florence?
Something like that.
Yeah. In Florence, she gets into a bar. She gets into a small fight. Gains, like, everyone in the bar's respect. Walks up to Vin Diesel and goes, I want to help you. And he's like, all you need is faith.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he said in that scene.
All you need is faith. And then hands her the chain. She goes and takes Letty and gives her an escape out the black site that she's, like, locked in with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
This is the second thing where I was like, physical performances, there was actually some pretty good ones. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron versus Michelle Rodriguez is a really good fucking fight.
Yeah. And apparently, I don't know if you saw this, but they did that without no director.
I'd believe it. If you watch Dungeons and Dragons, she's like playing like the soldier and stuff.
Yeah.
Michelle Rodriguez likes the fucking physical like side of acting, I think.
Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah. She's probably like, yeah. I have nothing else to say on Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Did you watch Dungeons and Dragons finally?
I was watching a part of it and I stopped watching it. But I got to the part where she was like, they were locked up and she was fighting the soldiers.
Yeah, man. Michelle Rodriguez versus Charlize is probably one of the best like hand-to-hand combat fight scenes. Not only in this movie, definitely the best in this movie, but I think in the entirety of the franchise.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the more memorable ones for me. And it actually looked like both of them can fight, and they can. So, the director, Louis Leterrier, he did The Incredible Hulk. He actually kept a lot of the action sequences in camera. So I'll give props to that. It wasn't like super choppy and super, you know, I enjoyed what they did with that scene. All right. But apparently he wasn't even on the set for that fight scene. So who knows?
That scene was really good. They find an escape. We'll get back to the escape because it cuts away from the escape for an hour.
Yeah.
2 hour and 21 minute movie, by the way. The escape for the movie came about an hour and 10 minutes into the movie.
If you cut this like with just the characters, like, you know, with Letty and what's her name? Cypher?
Cypher, yeah.
Yeah. If you just cut it with Cypher and Letty, they probably only have like 10 minutes of screen time. That storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like they cut 5 minutes of it, and then you get that hour break, and then you get the next 5 minutes like all the way
to the end. You get legit like a minute.
That's literally it.
Yeah. Cut to Dom finding out where Dante's at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Brazil. Now, this is the only piece of world and story building in the entire movie that I enjoyed, because they get to Brazil. And it looks like they went back to, like, the first Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Where everyone's dancing and, like, there's cars all around.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, they starts off with drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there and it's Dom's people versus Dante's people.
And you get introduced. This is Brazil.
Yes. And Dom essentially, or Dante tries to go, this is my city. Mm-hmm. And gets turned around with all of Dom's friends.
Yeah.
Like, aiming guns back
See,
at Dante.
See, that felt more like Fast and Furious than anything that's happened in the last, like, 5 years.
Yes, I agree.
Five movies. So, Brazil was where Fast Five took place. So, you have a sort of connection with someone who is played by one of the most amazing actresses.
She's so fun.
So, Dom... Okay, here's the fucking... Okay, let me give you guys the rundown here. Dom had sex with Elena, the cop from Fast Five who was working with Hobbs. Okay. They have a baby. You don't find that out until Fate of the Furious. And that baby looks nothing like either of his parents, but whatever. And that baby is Lil B, who we see driving a car.
In
Fast 10. So that's the connection. Well, it turns out that Elena had a sister, and she's played by one of the most beautiful creatures in this planet.
I know who you are the moment I laid eyes on you.
Dude, oh my fucking
that
God.
That shitty ass fucking line.
Hey, hold on. I will say this, though. Okay. By the way, Daniela Melchior.
Yes.
She was Ratcatcher, too.
She's so fine.
I really enjoy her.
Yes.
Vin Diesel actually did have a really good chemistry with her,
mm-hmm.
and had a really good scene in like her hideout or something when they're getting Elena's old files. He actually did really good acting here. He cried because he was thinking of Elena.
Yes.
And he had that connection with What is her name?
I do Daniela? Not fucking okay. remember.
Daniela Melchior's character, though.
Yes.
Very good acting.
Well, the thing that bothered me the most about that specific scene is you can clearly see that it's a sibling relationship. They're not at all like interested in each other.
Yeah.
His acting with her as a sibling for like 5 minutes has been better than any of his acting with any other sibling in any movie.
The family thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never liked his acting with Mia. They don't seem related to me. His acting with John Cena, his brother, has never been related. The closest thing that's ever been is not even Paul Walker's character. Do you remember Victor?
No.
It's the dude that, I think he dies in Fast Five.
Oh, okay, he's one of their crew.
Yeah, he's one of the original crews. He hates Brian.
Mm, okay,
that dude.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He like loved Mia. Mm-hmm. That's like the dude that he seemed most related to me.
Yeah, it's weird too because he calls this all of his people his family, but like in the Fast and Furious franchise, you never really get Dominic Toretto character building moments.
Yeah,
they kind of just go on these missions together and call themselves family.
Yeah.
So this one scene with Daniela Melchior, I get, hey, she just brings the best at you, I guess, because this motherfucker, like, that's an Oscar-winning performance right there.
It's a Jordan Poole game.
That's literally, yeah. Hey, good for him, man. Me, I would have folded right there.
Oh, I agree.
Also, but
the eyes.
For real, though, Daniela Melchior, she's a great actress also, because mm-hmm. in that scene, they play off each other really well.
Yes.
And that's why that scene works.
Let me cut back to just about, like, 5 minutes earlier. Again, the continuation of stories in the Fast and Furious franchise has always been horrible.
Dog shit.
It's so bad. How do you ruin a like true to character, true to story moment by going, Dante, I'm going to blow up all these cars now? Bro, let them race.
Wait, what do you mean?
When they're racing, the drag race, and they're like, oh yeah, a million buy-in. Winner gets all. And instead of just actually racing, he blows up the Dom's friend and Diana Melchior's car.
Yeah. He's, okay. A lot of people have been comparing Jason Momoa's character to Joker. Me personally, let me not make this comparison right now. But Joker, right?
Yes.
He is at war with Batman. Like, not physically, really. He doesn't care if he gets beat up or anything like that. Or, you know, he gets put in jail. He wants his message to get through Batman's head. And that's what Dante wants to do to Dominic.
Yes.
Because that whole race that brought us back to the original Fast and Furious movies, that whole race is like, it's supposed to be like Dom making a decision. Who are you going to save? You can't save everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the whole theme of what Dante is trying to accomplish here, because later, you know, we'll talk about that too. But I'm glad that they didn't kill Daniela Melchior.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think they were going to. I figured he was going to save her. I thought he was going to save both.
I thought he was going to try to save both too.
Yes. He didn't even attempt to save his friend.
No, he said, hey.
But when you Daniela. When you get the further character development that he knew that was Elena's sister, mm-hmm. then I get it.
Yeah.
But what bothers me is another unrealistic fucking thing happens. And you know who actually pointed this out to me? Craig pointed this out to me. Really? And was like, yeah, so he knocks her car into another car, and instead of destroying the car completely, it just rips off the bomb.
Yeah. Fast and Furious physics.
Yes. And then her car rolls and slides, and the only thing that breaks is the windows.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
And then, like, what I thought was really funny is Dante hanging out the window going, I win.
He's so fucking funny in this
yes,
whole movie.
Yes, he is very funny.
There's one of the scenes that I wanted to talk about too, was it's a random scene. It's inserted in between two different like storylines. And it's just Jason Momoa painting his toenails, talking to two dead bodies, like a fucking psychopath. And he's painting his nails and he's talking to him. Telling the dead body, oh, you have to let that dry, and then blah, blah, blah. I gotta go wash my hair. He's in a fucking robe and slippers, mm-hmm. and it's just the funniest fucking thing. It made me more of a Jason Momoa fan now, yes. Honestly.
There's a line in the story. He's very good at acting by himself.
Yeah.
Like, one of the lines he says, it's one of his very first lines, is he's talking to, like, the people around him, and he goes, what? Blow up the Vatican? Okay. You're going to hell.
You're going to hell, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that was funny. That was funny. All right. Let's now skip we're heading. A little bit. We're in the last act now.
Yeah. And this is, to me, this is where like it starts getting really, really fun.
Yes.
So, because I was not having a good experience at all.
So Diana Melchior, or Daniela, right? Mm-hmm. I'm tripping again. Daniela Melchior essentially gives Dom a bunch of files that Elena had, which makes sense because Elena's entire thing was she had files on that one dude that killed her husband. Mm-hmm. I can never remember his name, but it's the mob boss that killed her husband. And it had files on Dante, which makes sense because it hit the age that in Fast Five, Dante was in his 20s to 30s. Mm-hmm. So he would have been established already with like a bunch of files and stuff. And it led them to like find out that they still own that police station. And so Dom goes there and it's just like this way of the agency finding out where Dom's at. And it gets us from one scene to another scene. They end up back on the freeway that they killed his father on. And he like just starts crashing into, like, having his people crash into the, what's it called?
Mm-hmm.
The armored truck. It flips and the entire time Dom's like, you better buckle up. How the fuck did you know?
Yeah. apparently, they try to make Dom like a fucking superhero. And it pisses me off every single time that he just knows something's going to happen. He fucking earthbends in Furious 7.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. He could fly. Anyway.
And that's, what, 6, I think?
Yeah. So, that happens.
All right. And then this is one of the best sequences in the entire movie. They're essentially pinned down. And now Alan Richardson's character is like, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we get it now. You're definitely not the evil guy here. And tosses Dom a gun. And now we cue one of the most unrealistic scenes in the movie. Dom bends fucking raw iron, sticks it on the gas pedal of a car, proceeds to lift the car off the ground, and then hold the car with all four wheels on the ground in place as it revs and lets the car go.
He uses it as like a wind up toy.
Yeah.
And like, and uses it to fucking crash into some of the enemy soldiers. It's just, at this point, that's probably one of the more realistic things.
Yes.
Is that Dom Toretto can fucking pick up a car and let it just rev and like wind up and then just let it go and use it like that.
Yes.
And yeah.
The part that I like the most about that scene is how unrealistic it was and all of that for Dom to be like, you know what? That was really fucking cool.
Yeah. That's why I like Jason Momoa's character in this, dude.
He legit just says that. And then he goes, and then Brie Larson pops up, takes out the people in the back because they killed all the people in the front of Dante. And Vin Diesel proceeds to give Dante, or Jason Momoa, the ass beating of a fucking lifetime.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, 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 I just want to talk. And then he goes, and a one. And like, a random sniper pops up out of nowhere, shoots Alan Richardson. Another sniper pulls up and shoots Brie Larson. Oh, it's actually the other way around. Brie Larson first, Alan Richardson next.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, you have to decide. And he points the gun at Diana Melchior's character that he pulled out of his trunk.
It's Daniela, bro.
Daniela.
It's Daniela, bro.
I just think, you know, sorry.
I know.
I keep doing Diana by accident. Daniela Melchior's character.
Hey, don't get her name wrong ever again.
Right? I won't. Don't worry. sorry, Chris. This is like,
and I'll go.
Yeah. Let me paint the scene for everyone that's listening right now. Helicopter is on the outside of the barrier, just barely floating above it on the freeway. He's on the very inside lane. And the sniper is about 15 feet away. It's a semi-auto sniper. He beats the sniper bullet to her body.
He has super speed. He can fly.
While simultaneously ripping off a door.
Yeah. He can earthbend. Also, we forgot to mention that, you know, he's fucking Captain America, by the way.
Yeah, the shield that he just randomly pulls up.
He finds a shield and uses it to, like, block a turret.
Yeah.
Okay.
What gets me upset the most about that is just, already we've broken a bunch of, like, laws that will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot beat a bullet to a spot, especially when it's not, like, a fucking bolt action. The guy fired, like, 6 shots.
You know what kind of pissed me off, too?
What?
The bullets were being shown in slow motion, but then it's like just Dom running in fast motion to get to Daniela.
No, super speed, you're right.
Yeah.
And then doors are not that thick.
No.
Or you're stopping a bullet from 50 feet away.
I mean, who knows, bro?
You never know. But like, you know, six bullets and nobody fired through the window of the door that he had there.
Yeah, man.
And then I honestly, the only thing that didn't surprise me about that scene was that he didn't just start turning and throw the fucking door at the helicopter.
Like a shield, yeah.
And then Jason Momoa was like essentially taking his leave.
So one of the things that we didn't like about the last movie was John Cena.
Yes.
John Cena is in this movie. He plays more of a parental role. He's basically the caretaker to Brian after their house gets invaded and Mia has a little, what do you call it, reunion with her brother, who's played by John Cena, and they go on a road trip. And I like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that that's probably some of the best stuff. Let's just cut to the chase, man. John Cena, rest in peace, bud, because yeah, that was one of the worst death scenes that I have ever seen.
Yes.
And the one of the worst sacrifices that I've ever seen. So go ahead and set the scene up.
All right. So their secret hideout gets spotted because when Brie Larson gets shot, Dante finds a God's Eye, uses it to spot them, mm-hmm, gets to their secret hideout that all of the Toretto clan know how to get to for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Wasn't really spoken very well. But every single Dom Toretto friend knows where to go. That's all they ever say, knows where to go. Mm-hmm. He finds them. They get raided by the fucking most ungodly amount of cars. It was like fucking 60. Just random ass BMWs and and fucking Mercedes-Benz is chasing them. He proceeds to pull out an SUV with four cannons attached to it, drives out of a canyon, and starts firing the cannons. And they go, cannon cars. Again, dumbass line.
Also, the kid is in the car.
Yeah, the kid's in the car the whole time.
Yeah, so.
Two things I want to point out. These are artillery shells. They're massive fucking things. The bullet might be almost as big as the kid.
Mm-hmm.
The car at no point slows down. And at no point do they cover their ears.
Yeah, man, because they're trained for this shit.
Yeah, they're just used to it.
You know?
So long story short, they're on the freeway. Dom catches up to them and he drives off a 747. Yeah. Lands on top of two cars and continues driving. Because, you know, that's not going to break the fucking inside of your car.
No, you know Dom's car is, like, just made of fucking vibranium.
But he goes a little too fast against Brian and just wrecks his car.
Too fast.
Yeah.
Too furious, bro.
All right. Way too furious. So he's on the opposite side of the freeway and they're racing. And he's like, oh, you got my son? And then for some fucking reason, the cannon jams as John Cena's trying to take the drawbridge down. Little B, 10-year-old boy, climbs out of the car. Gets on the back of the car and decides to kick the fucking artillery shell.
And somehow gets it back in place.
Somehow gets it back into place because he knew how to do that. He's fucking 14 fucking years genius, in the military. Bro.
Hey, but you know, that talk that he had with his dad in the beginning. You can't be fearless. Yeah. So, you know.
And then Dante pulling up in a Chevy Impala. Souped up Chevy Impala. It's purple. He loves it. He's speeding and snatches this little boy and throws him in the car. In one motion, by the way. Slick as hell. And John Cena's just watching it happen.
Yeah.
John Cena's character... what's his name again? Sorry, I always forget his character.
No fucking... Jacob.
Jacob. Yeah. Jake. Jake Jake Toretto. They kept calling him Jake and stuff. Jake notices that somehow his fuel line got cut.
Yeah.
And then he sees that Jason Momoa's character is getting away with little B and Dom's on the completely other side of the freeway and you can't get to him. And on the other side of the freeway, you have eight cars flying towards Dom Toretto.
Yeah. They're setting up a roadblock, basically.
They're setting up a roadblock, yeah. So Jake Toretto knows exactly what to do. He turns all four cannons 45 degrees, goes, it's your turn now. It's my turn to sacrifice or some shit like that. Launches the car from one side of the freeway at 90 miles per hour perfectly into eight other cars. And this
that is Dom was driving towards, by the way.
Yeah, Dom was driving towards.
One wrong move and he could have killed his brother.
Yes. But he's a special trained agent that hates Dom and now loves Dom.
Yeah. After a span of one
let
year.
Let me break down why that scene pissed me off. The rockets explode on impact. Car sustained no damage, mm-hmm, until it hit the other cars,
mm-hmm,
and then proceeded to have a nuclear explosion because he has hundreds of rounds attached to the car. And if you paid attention to it, Dom just drives straight.
Yeah.
Through it.
Yeah. He doesn't even slow down either. No. He just keeps going, which was so stupid.
No tear, nothing. He just...
Yeah.
And keeps driving. And then proceeds to get hooked by two helicopters.
Oh, and then somehow his fucking car is heavier than two helicopters.
Yeah, his car is so strong that it's dragging both helicopters, makes them clap together. Starts dragging them behind him, and is still fast enough to catch up to Jason Momoa's character.
Yeah.
And then does exactly what he did in Fast Five and starts swinging the fucking helicopters around and wrecking every other car.
Yeah.
And then Jason Momoa's character goes, "Did you just hit me with a helicopter?" Pretty cool.
Still, he's the most down to earth.
Little B, 10-year-old boy, jumps out of the car midair and gets caught while spinning and drifting by Dom Toretto.
Yeah.
All right. You can take over the rest of this. They're at the water bridge now.
Okay, so Dom's getting cornered. Okay, let's just cut to the chase. Alan Richardson's character turns out to be a bad guy.
Yes, you don't find out until he shoots down
Shoots down the plane that is carrying Han, Ramsey, Tej, and Roman.
Yes.
That's his name, yeah. So they're essentially dead. However, you don't see them die because, of course, it's the Fast and Furious franchise. They're going to come back.
Part one of 2 of 3.
Yep. And they die, supposedly, behind a mountain, so you don't see them die. All you see is fire. Okay, Alan Richardson turns out that he has been there ever since Fast Five. Working, by the way, these flashbacks are terrible.
Yeah,
because now Alan Richardson is inserted right next to Jason Momoa, and it's like it was reshot. And then he just comes in. He's like, "Yeah, now I'm ready to work," or something like that. And it's fucking really dumb, really stupid. He's a bad guy. And now Dominic Toretto is on the side of a dam with two semi trucks basically coming at him. He goes off the dam. Okay, those two semi-trucks explode, causing a huge explosion, and Dom and his son, his 10-year-old son, is still going down this dam with fire. You cut to a fucking scene where Dom turns on the NOS because, hey, NOS will get you out of every single fucking predicament ever in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Remember that there is fire on the inside of this car now, and he turned on a flammable liquid.
Fire on the inside.
Flammable gas.
Yeah, fire on the inside. That you know, is basically in Lil B's face.
Yes, and he's just...
But apparently, yeah. And it's just this slow motion shot going all around inside of the car as Dom turns on the NOS, and all of a sudden, bro, just fucking shoots out of the flames, unhurt, unscathed, goes deep in the water, they get out, and so that whole scene, really dumb. Okay, really stupid. It's not a good ending, in my opinion, but... there are two revelations at the end of this movie, okay? So, we're going to go to... Go ahead.
I want to get the one that pissed me off.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So, you said it stopped with them, you know, the water.
They're falling. Basically in the water, yeah.
And they now lost. You don't know the fate of Tej, Roman... Let me just say Jake, because you mentioned it. We don't know if he'll come back or not.
Yeah.
He could fucking live.
Time travel.
Yeah, you know, we already have one burnt person coming back. Sorry, Paul Walker. Jake could come back. Tej, Roman, Han,
Ramsey
could still be alive. Little B and Dom can still be alive now. We know for a fact Jason Momoa's character is still alive, which again, they blew up a dam that he's maybe 15 feet from. Again, I don't fucking get it. We skip to a scene that we hadn't seen for like an hour and 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last minute of the movie.
Going back to Letty and Cypher.
Letty and Cypher, who have walked out in the middle of Antarctica with just outfits on. Again, isn't it like negative 20 degrees there?
Yeah, it's really cold.
A jacket is saving you?
It's really cold.
To like just a random hill. And then you're like, what the fuck is going on? Boom, submarine.
Submarine comes up. And then, lo and behold,
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot comes back. Who, if you don't know, is Han's girlfriend. Who died. Played Han's girlfriend, who died already.
And confirmed dead. Essentially the entire reason that Tokyo Drift even fucking happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wouldn't have gone there if it wasn't for her dying.
Yeah.
So now we have retconned Tokyo Drift one more time.
Yep. And you know where they're going with this. They're gonna have a reunion
yes.
with Han and Gal Gadot's character. I don't even know Gal Gadot's actual name in this. But
it's like Gabriella or something like that. I think.
Something like that.
Here, I'll search it up.
Tatiana or something.
Yeah. Keep talking about this. I'll search it up right now.
Yeah. So they just keep retconning. I feel like Fast and Furious as a story, as a storyline, they honestly don't know what the fuck to do anymore. So they're kind of just trying shit. I feel like they're making it up as they go.
Oh, sorry. Danielle Melchior's character was Isabel.
Okay. And then?
She's not in the cast listing.
Just okay. It doesn't matter. It's not important. They don't know where to go, and they didn't even explain how Gal Gadot's back. So they're just gonna explain it in the next one. Like, just throw away. You know, I'm alive still. I've been alive.
Oh, it's Giselle.
Okay, so you know, they got unanswered questions. Like, if she's been alive this whole time, why the fuck hasn't she reached out to Dom before? Because apparently it's been like what, 5 years since Tokyo Drift.
It would have happened before Tokyo Drift. So are we in 2023 in this
movie? I don't fucking know. Anyway,
but the very least it's been 6 years.
So yeah, man. That ends the movie. She's back.
Yes.
And we're gonna probably see her in Fast X Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. But then we have a post credit scene. And we talked about this a little bit, but post credit scene has Luke Hobbs going on a mission looking for his daughter. And then on the TV, you have Dante come up and basically challenge Luke Hobbs. And now we have Dwayne Johnson back. And they're all going to be looking for their kids.
What was the line? What did he say at the end?
Oh, he says something about, it's so bad. He says something about, blah, 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 you some bitch.
And then crushes a fucking cell phone.
Crushes a cell phone. His goatee is back, though.
Yeah, which is, again, yeah, it's fine. He's bald. I like it.
His goatee was, like, part of his character, basically, in Fast Five.
Yeah.
And then absolutely gone in Hobbs and Shaw. It was literally just The Rock's face. So I'm glad that his goatee's back. Anyway.
My thing is, I assumed he'd be back.
Yeah.
Just because, again, Hobbs and Shaw, it's probably a bad assumption to make. But if Jason Statham was coming back, there's no way you don't bring his essentially counterpart back in the movie.
I like how we didn't talk about Jason Statham because he's in the movie for 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, his scene was actually extremely funny to me.
Not really. His setup is only there to say, oh, he's going to go look for his mom.
No, Helen Mirren. I was talking about the scene where he's just beating the shit out of the random guy.
I know, it's stupid. I think it's dumb.
I like that more than the fucking receipt joke.
Well, yeah, that's a joke. Ask him for a receipt. To a fight scene? Come on. Again, that whole like little story pisses me off because they hyped up a Han and Shaw reunion or like meeting, and then they have like a 5 minute scene with each other, and then that's it. And then we have to wait till Fast X Part 2.
So one more time, I would like to tell you guys, 3.5 out of 10.
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know.
Did I say 7 out of 10?
Did you say 7 out of 10?
Did I?
No, there's no way.
I don't know what I said. However, I did have a lot of fun with it. I did have a lot of fun with it.
Out of all the negative things I've said about this movie, which is, it's just not that good of a fucking movie. It is a Fast and Furious movie. There was shit blowing up. There's people fighting. There's racing in the very least amount. It was a fun movie to watch. I'm never going to watch it again, but
if you want me to be really positive, I had fun with it.
Yeah.
If I'm being too positive, this movie fucking sucked and that they should stop making them, even though that this movie is going to make a lot of money because China eats these kind of movies up. And they're very popular internationally. I think the movie already made like $400 million over the weekend. So they're going to make sequels as long as these keep making money. But yeah, man, that's Fast X.
Let me take this out the correct way.
Go ahead.
Oh, I fucking missed the button. Sorry.
That is Fast X. Go ahead. Keep playing it. We appreciate you guys listening to our spoiler review. We're never going to talk about this movie ever again, by the way. But if you guys watched Fast X, let us know what you guys thought. Very enjoyable, very fun movie. Are you excited for Fast X Part? Okay, shut that shit off. Are you excited for Fast X Part 2?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Hell no. I am going to watch it and subject myself to another 2 hours and 21 minutes of absolute dog shit.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not like super excited, but I do want to see what they do with Hobbs. That's kind of the only reason why.
Why not just make a Hobbs and Shaw Part 2?
That's dumb because that movie wasn't that great either.
I know, but it was better than this fucking movie.
So, Anyway, guys, that's Fast X. Thank you guys for listening to our spoiler discussion. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. I know it was a little all over the place, but whatever. Fuck you guys. So we are not going to go jump into movie news. I know Hyder has to leave in a little bit, and we've been talking for an hour about a really bad movie, so I'm getting a headache. We appreciate you guys listening. You can follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We do the show at least 2 times a week now. And you guys can, you know, be updated with all the episodes as they drop. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. I'll put all that stuff down in the description. Hyder, you want to say anything else?
If you haven't watched the movie, I commend you. Don't subject yourself to that shit.
Yeah, have alcohol if you're gonna watch this movie. It was 10 o'clock at my showing, so obviously couldn't Correct. Have. But have some alcohol. You'll have fun. Have alcohol, drink a shot or two every time he says family. You're going to get fucked up.
Not family. What was another term that he says? Fuck. Is it honor that he says a lot too in the movie this time?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, whatever. Drink a shot or some shit.
Play a little drinking game.
Use some crack or smoke some fucking shit whenever he says family. I don't know. Do something to have fun.
That was hilarious. I'm sorry. All right, guys. We appreciate you listening, and we will catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.